Blog Talk Radio.
AS, this is AST Radio.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Arden here. Hope all is well with you. I am back. That's right. I am back with a new episode of AST Radio. Just thank you for joining me once again. Man, it feels so good. It feels so right, you know, to be back on the air doing this interview series. But just know I've been busy. You know, if you follow me on Twitter at Arden Sports Talk, A-R-D-E-N Sports Talk, you know that I've still been putting out, you know, pieces of content here and there, such as my special WrestleMania project called Mania Memories. The final episode of that is coming out, I'm thinking, either tonight or tomorrow, more so tomorrow. You know, I've been doing my music podcast with my friend Will, shout out to him, called The Foreside. And thank you for the support for that, man, because that has just been crazy. And, of course, you can find the links to that in the description below. So thank you once again, guys. I really do appreciate it. But for today, for the latest interview in AST Presents, I have a special guest here with us. This is a lovely woman who I had the chance to meet back in January at a special Nike workout hosted by Kevin Hart. Some of you guys may or may not know, but Kevin Hart, other than being, you know, a very funny comedian, really good actor, the guy is basically a health freak. You know, he's really into fitness, really into taking care of his body as he gets through his very tough and grueling schedule. So with that, he's been doing a lot of workouts with Nike, working with Nike, and this was just one of the workouts that he did in New York City, and I had the chance to meet with her. And after that conversation and just following her on Instagram and really just doing my research on her leading up to this interview, this is somebody who works really hard, man. She has a great passion about what she does with fitness, and she's turned that passion and that energy into a very successful thing. She's been able to say that she helped founded two companies. You know, sorry if I messed this up, Nikki. Sorry if I mispronounced the name. Kerbumaka, and of course, Nikki Pebbles Inc. She teaches at multiple gyms in New York City. She's one of the best trainers that I know of, and I've heard people say in New York City. And again, she's just been great to talk to and see develop. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Nikki Pebbles. How's everything?
Hi, thanks for having me. Thank you so much for that intro. That was awesome.
No problem. And one thing I need you to do is help me pronounce the name of the company that I screwed up badly.
Sure, no.
Help me out.
It was fine. It's called Kerbumaka.
Kerbumaka. Got it. Kerbumaka. That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Nikki Pebbles. Please follow her on Instagram and Twitter, at Nikki Pebbles. Her website, NikkiPebbles.com, is in the description below, but her at name is actually in the title. Nikki, how is everything with you?
Everything is good. Everything is good. Just, you know, working.
Absolutely. I mean, when you say that, I definitely believe it, because I see it. You know, a lot of people are like, man, I'm just working, doing this, and like, you know, they're not, but you're definitely working indeed, you know. And you know, like I was, you know, telling you guys, you know, Nikki is a certified fitness trainer. She is certified in more ways than one when it comes to fitness. And besides being able to just to teach, you know, regular fitness, what else are you certified to do? Because when I was looking at in your bio on the website, you were certified for quite a few things.
I am certified in quite a few things. So I am a certified Schwinn cycle instructor, certified weight management specialist, and also I am certified in children's nutrition as well. So I do quite a couple of things. So
that's very impressive. And yeah, absolutely. That's very impressive. And, you know, we might as well just dive right into it. You know, what was your earliest fitness memories, whether it's you personally working out or the day you decided that, you know what, I want to get into fitness? Why this area? Why this type of field?
Well, I started dancing when I was three. So I've always been dancing for a very long time. And it wasn't until, but, you know, I did sports and stuff growing up, but nothing too crazy. You know, my mom would always tell me that I was a waste of talent because I would try every sport. You know, I was really great at softball. I was a figure skater, baton twirler, and I would do it for a couple of months, maybe a year, And I would always end up getting hurt and then not being able to do it anymore. So I always stuck with dancing, though, until I got to college. And, you know, of course, I ended up not only gaining the freshman 15, but it was more like the freshman 35, 40. And it wasn't until, I would say, probably my junior year of college that I ended up getting a personal trainer and losing about 50 pounds. And yeah, and stumbled upon a group fitness hip hop class, a hip hop dance class, and fell in love with it. I thought it was really awesome, and that was originally what Kabumka was, but at that time it didn't have a name or anything. It was just a hip hop cardio class. So my partner, who wasn't my partner at the time, one of the classes that he was teaching, he actually ended up getting sick. And the gym never canceled the class, so everyone was waiting around, and he was nowhere to be found. So people were like, hey, Nikki, why don't you teach class? And literally fell into teaching fitness, like, by accident. And fell in love with it. I fell in love with teaching. I fell in love with, you know, really bettering yourself and learning how to get yourself in a healthier position in your body. I think a lot of people manipulate the body in a bad way, or they're not training themselves in the right way, and I really fell in love with teaching people the right way of doing it. So that's kind of how I fell into fitness, completely by accident. I was going to school to be a child psychologist. I had no idea that I was going to get into this. So, so it happened.
Hey, that's great. That's great. That's incredible. And, you know, I'm intrigued by, you know, fitness training, especially, you know, from a trainer standpoint, because as somebody that, you know, take part in sports and things like that, and referring to it when you're teaching really as coaching, or when it's training is more like private, it's what is the mindset and the game plan for fitness training? Like, how do you go into it? Let's say, when it comes to an individual, and then let's say a class, like, what is the mindset? Like, is it, let me rephrase that last part. Like,
okay,
when it comes to coaching, other than the physical aspect of teaching players to do a particular thing and, of course, getting them into shape, there's also a mental thing to it, because you're looking and learning about athletes' behaviors, trying to get them to do something that they think they might not be able to do, push them through a wall. So basically, how is that, you know, relatable or possibly different when it comes to fitness training?
Well, when you're training someone, everyone's different. You know, everybody is different when you're going into training. And I firmly believe when it comes to diet and when it comes to actually training for something, it's much more of a mental thing than it is physical, because obviously – losing weight and getting into shape isn't the hard part. It's the mental that is hard, because we all have these certain blocks that literally block us from getting to where we want to go. So mentally, I'm really training them how to jump over those blocks, how to figure out emotionally why they keep eating that way, why they keep not wanting to work out. So with that, it's so much more mental than it is physical. With your question before regarding, like, group versus personal, it's two completely different mindsets, because when you're working with someone personally, it's much more one-on-one. I can really push them and make it more about them versus when it's a group. You know, it's much more, I don't want to say a performance aspect of it, but in essence, you really are performing for a huge group of people. So the level has to be so much higher, because not only am I worrying about, I have to motivate basically 50 people, 50 to 60 people to do what I want them to do. So the mindset is completely, completely different.
And, you know, piggyback off that, another question I have too is of course, you know, when it comes to fitness, and especially people preparing, you know, whether it's to lose weight for personal reasons or to do a particular event or sport, it definitely seems to be an ever-growing thing when it comes to fitness. Like, you know, see all the time when it comes to diets and clothing and apps and all of that stuff. Like, what is your take on the fact that it has just grown so much? Like, again, like, you know, when it comes to fitness, you have apps now that could track not only your every step, but like that could track down how you're sleeping, how long you're sleeping, your food intake, the things in the food. And then you got certain clothing that's like, well, if you wear this, you know, this, you know, manages, I don't know, I guess, you know, your carbs or your blood level in a particular area and things of that nature. Like, what is your thoughts on that?
Definitely think there's a good and a bad to it. You know, the reality is this industry is turning digital really quickly, really, really fast. I would think in 5 years, a lot of this, you know, if you look at like Peloton, you know, Daily Burn, a lot of those companies are all digital. And I think that's great. I think working out from home and having those options are fantastic. But it can be super overwhelming with all the options that are out there. You know, the health and wellness industry is seriously exploding. And as a trainer, you really have to learn how to go with the flow with it instead of fighting it. Because if you fight it, you're not going to survive. But I think for client-wise, I think it's great. But at the end of the day, you know, you just have to step back and think to yourself, the most important part is what the work that you do. Because you can download as many apps as you want. You can buy as many clothes as you want. That's going to promise you to compress your legs and give you optimal performance rates. You could buy all of that stuff. But if you're not getting off your ass and going to the gym and eating the way that you're supposed to, nothing is going to get you there. Nothing is going to get you there. So at the end of the day, it really comes down to one thing, and that is you and your actions. But I do think those apps and what the fitness and health industry are doing are great, but you have to keep accountable for yourself and not blame those things. You know, the app isn't going to make you lose weight. What's going to make you lose weight is you not putting a bunch of crap in your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is true. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And even, you know, with that also mentioned, you know, diet and, you know, like I'm like with, you know, along with other people, love going on YouTube, subscribing to, you know, YouTube accounts. And there's this duo, they're twin brothers named the Hodge Twins. Like they're really into fitness. They work out a lot. And a big part of their video catalog is the fact that, you know, they have like these post and pre-workout meals. And it starts like a World War V in the comments because people are like, how they work out and they eat this and they eat that, because they don't necessarily, for their body type, would think, oh, man, like they're eating the best. Like, you know, sometimes these guys get meals from McDonald's or Starbucks or whatever, and for them, they always just talk about, well, it's about my calorie intake, making sure I get carbs, this, that, and the third. When it comes to dieting and what you tell, you know, anybody who will come up to you and go, hey, you know, I need advice when it comes to diet, or maybe for yourself personally, because you're in good shape. I see that you work out often. What do you feel would be the best approach when it comes to a diet?
Well, it really depends on the person. Everyone is different. And the diet thing is a really sensitive subject because people do get very, like, hot-headed about it. I try to think of it as not a diet, but as a lifestyle change, because I think of the word diet as a beginning and an end. So you're really dieting for a certain thing versus a lifestyle that's going to honor your last entire life. And the problem is that the majority of the public has this idea that you have to starve yourself and you have to only eat broccoli and lettuce to lose weight, and that's considered healthy. And that's not the case at all. You know, you could still go out and enjoy a hamburger. You can still have French fries. You know, like, that's being realistic, and that's a lifestyle. You know, like, you can still have the best food in you, but you can still eat a hamburger. Like, that's okay. And I think that's what people don't really understand, is you have to be able to hold yourself accountable to live and eat. Like, that's such a huge thing. Like, you need to live. And there's so many different ways that you could go about it. I mean, you can count macros, there's intuitive eating. So cycling. There's so many different methods. But it really depends when someone comes to me and they want me to help them with their diet. I mean, it depends on the person, but I always make realistic plans for people, because to assume that someone is going to be eating avocados, lettuce, carrots, all this stuff every day, and just chicken is unrealistic. It's unrealistic. And even bodybuilders will attest to this, that when they're training for a competition, yes, they're eating a certain way. They're very strict. But that body only lasts a certain amount of time. After competition, they have a completely different diet. They're in meat, you know, like, yeah, completely different. And people don't, you know, people don't see the side of it. So I feel like my goal as a trainer is to really educate people on the reality of lifestyle eating and the reality of dieting.
Hey, I agree with you on that, because honestly, like, you know, I'm not going to act like, you know, I'm so, you know, I'm that much into like fitness. For me personally, when it comes to working out, I say like I stay active enough, even though I do have my moments where I could be really active and I could work out for as up to a 6 days a week. You know, I try to keep between 3 and 5 just based on work schedule and stuff. But I know for me, when it came to eating, I just couldn't do with what people would consider like a strict diet. Like for me personally, it was just about calorie intake. I just try to make sure I eat enough calories. I got enough this, that. I try to cut back on stuff, and I definitely try not to overeat, because I like to stay light. Like for me personally, I just like to stay light. No, not necessarily. I know when people hear that, like, oh, you don't want to eat. Like, no, of course I want to eat. I love eating, but I just like staying light. And I've been able to work on getting to a point where I could eat enough to feel satisfied with what I ate instead of overeating, because I just hate that feeling. I honestly don't like the feeling of being full anymore. I don't like the feeling of being full and at the same time being overbloated. I hate that.
I mean, I want to be able to still walk. Getting to that point of feeling like, oh, my God, I can't, my stomach feels like it's going to explode, it's not a good feeling, you know, it's when you're eating. I know I do that. I used to do that all the time. I still sometimes do that, where my eyes are bigger than my mouth, and I'm like, oh, I want to eat, you know, and then you end up with that feeling. Absolutely.
And once again, folks, I'm talking with Nikki Pebbles on AST Presents. One of the things that caught my eye was the fact that, of course, I know you have all this experience and, you know, you've been able to say you founded or co-founded, you know, companies, which is great stuff. But the thing I want to talk to you about, the fact that, you know, you have yourself a nice little resume when it comes to appearing on things, on shows. So, like, folks at home, Nikki's been able to appear in, you know, Women's Health Magazine, you know, Axe and Expert, About.com, and also, you was able to do, I think, either, correct me if I'm wrong, either a DVD or a show with Jillian Michaels. And if you know Jillian Michaels at home, folks, you've definitely seen her as a coach on, like, The Biggest Loser and other fitness DVDs, infomercials that come on, like, at 2:30 in the morning and stuff. So you definitely know who she is. So, like, how was that experience like, working with Jillian Michaels and being brought in on different platforms so, you know, to promote your message?
You know, it was definitely, when I first started doing this, you know, this is where, you know, when it comes to helping other trainers really get on different platforms, you have to put yourself out there. I mean, like, that's the only way that you're really going to get noticed, is by putting yourself out there. And I made it a really big point when I started doing personal training and started in New York City that I wanted to get on these different platforms. And I reached out. You know, I became an ambassador for a number of different companies just so I can extend my reach a little bit more. You know, I was a blogger for Women's Health Magazine, and that was, you know, I had to apply for that, and that was, like, a really great experience for me. And that's how I got the Women's Health Magazine, Bonafide Fitness Queens, with through that blogging experience. And, you know, just reaching out and connecting. I think people really underestimate the importance of networking and, you know, knowing people and other people knowing people. You know, you have to go to networking events and you have to reach out and you have to be like, hey, you know, I followed you on this. I love what you said about this. People love that. And that's how I got a lot of those connections and a lot to get on those platforms. I reached out to a lot of people and spoke with them. When it came to Jillian Michaels, what was cool with that is she reached out to my partner because they were interested in having Kabuka on their Sweat Inc. show. So, you know, it was a really cool experience. He went out there and, you know, represented the brand really, really well. And it was just a really cool experience in all. We got a lot of good publicity from it. And, you know, it was a great experience. But it's so super important to reach out to people and to connect and to network so you can get on those platforms.
Hey, it goes back to what I think it goes back to what is really the representation of today when it comes to people and interaction. It's not only about what you know, it's about who you know. Connections is a major, major key now when it comes to moving forward in anything that you do. You know, like,
oh,
it's just...
absolutely.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's kind of like you need more connections. I mean, it might be crazy, but it's like, it's to me, in my opinion, it feels like it gets to the point where it's like you need more connections than you do friends. Like, that's what
yeah,
it really feels
you
like.
Know,
like, man, I need these connections and I do friends. Like, I already got a small group of friends that I could trust anyway. I need some connections.
Yeah, you know, I think, and, you know, I know it could be a little discouraging at first because some people are like, I don't know anyone. You know, like, when I went into New York City, I was like, I don't know anyone. But what's amazing is that we have this beautiful thing called social media. And what I mm-hmm. would do at first, I would look up the top people that are and I would Facebook message them, and I would be like, "Hey, I'm a really big fan of yours. I would love to either buy you a cup of coffee and, you know, pick your mind, or I mean, I have a ton of Skype coffee dates where I invite them because, you know, people are busy over Skype and just to chat with them about, you know, how they got to where they're at, and that's how we really formed a lot of my relationships was just from social media and reaching out like that. And it seems intimidating at first, but if you're coming into something and you're like, I don't know anyone, that's the best way to do it is to reach out. Definitely to reach out.
Hey, and I agree with that because I do the same thing myself, you know, when it comes to social media too. You just have to like reach out to people in a very nice way. And usually no worse, I mean, it could vary depending on a person, but I think usually for me, it's no worse than like 55-45 of the chance somebody will respond back to me and, you know, something could go from there in terms of an interview or a meetup. So it definitely is. It's definitely that. It's just, again, it's about who you know, and you have to connect with people and also just to get the experience and the knowledge. You know, that's such a big thing now, and that's something that I try to tell my friends who, even if they do something different than me that's not sports related, like music or politics, whatever, I'm like, you have to go out there. Like, you have to go out there. You have to meet people. You have to connect with people. You have to learn how to move in different environments. You know, get yourself in that type of environment so you don't have to wait. And you have to learn how to put yourself out there and do it yourself. Because that's the thing, too. I feel like it's a great time to be an independent person with whatever you're doing. It's a great time because you got so many options in terms of how to do something, in terms of who to talk to. There's so many things. It's a great time to be an independent person. Like, would it be great to have somebody help you that's bigger? Of course, especially if it feels right. But it's also pretty cool to be an independent.
Oh, absolutely. And the opportunity, you know, I think the word entrepreneur now is it's really hot. And a lot of people, especially, you know, early 20s, 30s, are finding themselves, you know, the millennials just don't want anything to do with a 9-to-5. And it's now becoming a really popular thing to be independent and to be like, you know, I'm going to run my own company and I'm going to run my own brand. And I think that's a, you know, you don't, the beauty of this is that you don't need these big brands anymore because there's people who are getting famous off of YouTube.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, so you don't need to get an agent and you don't need to do all this stuff. You can literally just post something and it could go viral. And that is the coolest part about what is going on right now is you literally have the power in your hands to change your life.
And that is why it makes no sense when people, I mean, I guess it can depending, but I just think, man, it's just a great time to just help yourself out. Like, it's just much easier. It's much cheaper. And when talking about social media and using it, like, you have definitely understood how to use it. Like, you use it very well. Like, I see you on Instagram, you know. Of course, yes, Nikki, I like your photos, so don't worry. I've seen you. You do a great job promoting, like, your classes. You have a great job promoting positivity, energy. So it's very easy to see why people will say, you know what, when you're putting something out, I'm going to support that. Or if she has a class, I'm going to that class. Or if you're presenting, and I know you'll get to that point where, hey, you'll get this percent off if you sign up through this and that, that people will do that. Because if you're constantly putting yourself out there and you're doing it the right way, it's very easy. But before I let you go,
yeah,
talk about where do you see yourself in the near future or in the future in general in terms of, you know, Nikki Pebbles, the trainer, and everything that you're doing as a media strategist and everything. Like, where do you see yourself?
Well, the goal for me, the major goal, I would say, is, you know, by the time I'm 30, I really do want to be on the Forbes 30 under 30. Like, that's like a huge goal.
Nice, nice.
But right now, I think for the future, at least for Nikki Pebbles, Inc., would be, you know, in the near future, I really want to grow an empire when it comes to the fitness and wellness sector of the world. You know, I think that what's missing right now in the fitness industry is realness and positivity and having that support system there. And I'm really hoping to grow, kind of like, if you ever met, like, do you know who Tony Robbins is? He's like a motivational speaker. He's really awesome. But I really want to do, like, fitness tours and really just grow my brand to the point where there's fitness tours, there's online classes, there's merchandise. People are looking at Nikki Pebbles Fitness as a lifestyle brand, not just fitness. You know, so that's the goal for that. And then what I'm currently doing is I'm now working on another company called School of Badass Branding that helps small businesses work with their social media and branding to find their voice. And that's a new business that I've started just because I have such success with social media. And, you know, I do feel like I've kind of figured out a couple of kinks with it. So I want to help other entrepreneurs with that. So with that being said, I'm really trying to push that company up and out so I could create a media company. So that's really where I see myself in the future, is just putting myself on the pedestal of growing businesses and growing my brand to be really like the next Beyonce of the fitness.
Great goal.
That's the goal.
Hey, great goal. And, you know, once again, you know, with the things that you've been doing, like, of course, I've only known you for, like, you know, basically like 3 months now, but I think the things that I've seen has definitely made me a believer. I think you could definitely do it. I think every time I see you, you're making progress in some way, shape, or form. And this was a great interview. Thank you for coming on the show once again. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I had such a great time.
Hey, hopefully, you know, we can meet up soon in the city. I'm going to be there more often coaching, so let's definitely plan on that.
Yeah, definitely let me know. I can have you take your class of mine, so that would be awesome.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. You have a good day.
Yes, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, that was Nikki Pebbles. Please follow her on Instagram, especially her Instagram and Twitter, at Nikki Pebbles. It's in the title above, you know, I was about to say in the description below, but no, it's in the title above, but what's in the description below is her website, NikkiPebbles.com, okay? Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Pebbles, P-E-B-B-L-E-S. I hope you enjoyed the interview from a fitness standpoint, in terms of if you're somebody that's trying to work out, if you're somebody that trains people, or if somebody that is like one of us many millennials, damn it, I can't pronounce the word right, that's out here trying to get it, that's out there trying to pursue their dreams and get this show money. Hopefully you really enjoyed it. I did. It was great. And, of course, check your boy out, man, at Arden Sports Talk is the Twitter. Check out my sports Tumblr. And, of course, check out the Four Side Music blog. I'm about to update that, and everything is in the description below. Stay focused. Stay blessed. Continue doing you and keep getting this shmoney. I'm starting to say that again, all right? All right, yo, I'll talk to you guys later, man. Peace.